He was up to it last night, Ron. Our next guest, fair dinkum. What, did you watch Canterbury?
I did. He had a day out, or a night out.
He went bang, bang. Well, he went bang, bang, and bang, 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 bang. Brenton Abdullah,
you're one
bang. Five
you're,
winners.
You won bang too much. Yeah, that was six.
Did I give six then, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I had him. I'll give you a six, Brenton. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
I won't do it again because I'll lose count again. But first time five winners, mate. Well done.
Yeah, no, it was a good night. It's been something that I haven't quite been able to do. I've had quite a few four timers, but the five's always got away from me. So it was nice to get it get the monkey off the back there last night.
Well, what did you think going into the meeting? You might write a winner or two, but everything just fell into place, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Duff, you'd know just as well as anyone. Sometimes you can just look at your book and go, you know what, I could write half the cards today, I could go home with seven placings. And, you know, sometimes when you think you can have a really big day, you might be able to get one. And sometimes you think, you know, they'll all be around the mark and you can ride four or five. So last night was just one of those things where all the horses ended up in the right spots from good gates and they were able to get the job done.
Well, I'm sure you've picked up the paper this morning and got the scratchings and said it again. Geez, I could go to the races, ride five or six today, or I might come home with seven placings.
Yeah, I hate saying it just because, you know, everyone knows how hard it is to ride a winner in Sydney, train a winner and own a winner in Sydney. So it's, you know, you look at the book and you don't want to get your hopes up, but I'm not going through them. I'm like, yep. So we'll be seeing what we can do today.
Yeah, Evelina, you won on her at Wyong. You would have seen her last run.
Yeah, I really liked her when at Wyong. She gave me a good feel. Chris obviously took her back to the trials before I rode her, and she had things right there. And then, you know, she went to the races at Wyong, did everything right. She went to Randwick, and, yeah, it was a bit stiff. So handled the heavy ground, back on better surface today. Another awkward draw, but she's got no weight on her back, and I think it's a race that she's going to
Do you know much about this Tarabai in race two for Team Hawks?
Yeah, I did win on her and beat Limbo Soul and that sort of back in March. Another filly, she does show good ability at home. I suppose, you know, her second behind Madame Rouge looks okay, beating Pandemonium. And even her run out of the Tibby, she was only beaten six lengths in sort of that stakes grade, and she drops back to a benchmark 88 here with no weight on her back. So I could definitely see her improving. Whether 1400 is an ideal trip, we'll find out today.
Race four, Just Dreaming. Well, her stat says that she'll improve second up.
Yeah, well, three from four, second up. Handles give in the track. Again, no weight on her back. She looks like she'll get a good run on speed and anywhere near her best in her second up form, and she looks hard to beat.
Any idea what you think about this track today? 11 metre rails, fifth meeting in a row there on a Saturday. What do? Do you assess it? Do you walk it, or do you just see what it feels like in race one? How do you approach something like that?
I always look at tracks before I get there, so I'll have an idea before I go out on the first. But it's like Brett Davidson kept asking me last night every race what I thought of the track, and I said, well, mate, I keep seem to be fine in the fast lane, so I'm not going to complain.
No, exactly. Zor Khan, he's in fantastic form.
He is. He did a good job the other day. He's a horse who, you know, he's obviously handled that. He handled that wet ground really well. So a drying surface, I'd say, isn't to his complete advantage. He has won a race on it, but he just seems to thrive on those genuinely wet tracks. So, look, he's bounced off two heavy track wins, you know, and he's done it stylishly. So he gets in well enough with 57.5, you know, his field of eight. If you can just tuck in somewhere just behind the speed or somewhere thereabouts, I'm sure he can get his chance of 3-0.
Revenir in race six, terrific first up. Should be in the finish here.
Yeah, I thought he was great first up. Scary took him to the outside, and the stable mate just got it and was able to sort of just fight him off. So second up, he's won second up before. I'm sure he'll improve on it. And he's got to carry the top weight, but I think he's a class horse. And if he's just taken that natural improvement, which James has can second up, then he'll be definitely one to beat.
A Metamorphic in race seven, he's an honest horse.
Yeah, he's honest. He's only won the two from 13, but he's placed a few times. He's sort of soft and heavy track form's not great. You know, he hasn't won, but he hasn't been far away. But he just seems to, you know, he's probably one that, you know, as the day goes on, he'd be hoping for a drawing track, I'd say. Like I said, his last few, you know, behind not bad horses has been okay, and he finds a sort of similar race, you know, with the horses like Chappelco and that. But, yeah, look, he's a top three chance for sure, and he's just got to put his best foot forward.
Savakul, she's got more upside than most, and the extra distance will suit her.
Yeah, she did a good job the other day, I thought. Sam rode her well. That was fillies and mares grade, and today she goes up against the boys, so gets a bit of weight, but obviously that back in that, you know, stays in that sort of similar class. Drawn awkward, but we'll see how the track's racing by then, whether we're getting out.
And you finish with a ruling favourite, Coruscate, who's, he's got nice credentials for a race like this.
Boy's been a horse who I've had a bit of time for. I remember riding him, I think, his second start, and he, on a heavy track, and he just got run down in a Group 2 race. So he just lost his way there a little bit in mid-prep. But I think James has got him firing now. He's won two of his last three. He had a soft trial the other day, beaten a long way. But James can do that, given him their sort of mid-prep trials. And I think the race today, he sets up well.
Beauty. Have another good day.
Let's hope so, Duff.